20 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and it's 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan. Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody. Cash hog prices in the Midwest are called mostly steady, with a few locations expected firm. The terminal markets are called mostly steady to higher, with tops in a range from $32 to $38 per hundredweight on a live basis. Peoria is called steady, with a top of 32. In the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hog report for Tuesday, negotiated swine purchases were 14,374 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $40.50 to $53.38, weighted average $50.61, a loss of 22 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $27.77 to $42.50. The weighted average was $39.02. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,242, base price range $42.50 to $56. The weighted average $53.16, a loss of 76 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.09 to $44.77, and the weighted average was $42.20. Take a look at the overnight trade and talk things over with Ellen Dearden at AgriView and Morton, see what she thinks might happen today in the commodity markets. But first, we're joined by AM 580 meteorologist Scott Olthoff for a look at today's agricultural weather. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay. Well, rain fell in about 70% of Brazil's summer crop region Wednesday and early today. Amounts from western Paraná into Rio Grande do Sul ranged from a few hundredths of an inch to three-quarters of an inch through midnight. Rain also fell from Mato Grosso to Minas Gerais and parts of Sao Paulo, with rain totals ranging from 1 inch. Common driest weather occurred from southern Paraguay into Mato Grosso do Sul into northern Paraná and southern Sao Paulo, as well as Bahia. High temperatures were in the 70s and 80s. Today forecast hasn't changed very much. Center and south and few Mato Grosso and Goiás locations will remain too wet, with increasing risk of flooding. Rain totals over the coming full week could easily range from 2 to 6 inches in southern Minas Gerais and northern Sao Paulo, Goiás, and a few Mato Grosso locations. In contrast, rainfall in western Paraná and Paraguay and that of Bahia may not be very impressive, with net drying possible in some areas. Rio Grande do Sul will pick up daily showers and thunderstorms through the weekend, with a half to 1.5 inches common by early next week. Paraguay, western Paraná, and southern Mato Grosso do Sul may not see much rain as other southern Brazil crop areas during the coming week, and some net drying and crop stress may evolve across the region. Relief is anticipated during the second week of February, although confidence is really kind of low because we're so far away. In Argentina, thunderstorms were stronger than expected Wednesday from eastern Buenos Aires to Entre Rios and southern Santa Fe. Rainfall reached 1.7 inches in the city of Buenos Aires and 1.8 inches in Entre Rios, Uruguay border. While no more than 0.8 of an inch occurred in crop areas, many crop areas reported less than 0.25 inch, and coverage nationwide was not more than 25 to 30%. Wednesday's rain will shift a little further west today and Friday. Coverage for the 2 days combined has been increased to 25%, and rain totals have also been increased with local amounts to 0.75 inch. Not many other changes were made to balance the forecast, with mostly dry weather into early next week. Some showers will occur during the midweek, followed by greater precipitation during the following weekend. The forecast continues to support favorable soybeans, peanut, corn, and sorghum, and sunseed conditions in many areas, although there will be a few pockets of net drying. Central and southern Buenos Aires will remain driest, and crop stress will be most significant there until about the second week of February. In the U.S. Midwest, Wednesday was mostly dry, kind of the quiet before the storm. A strong storm system will bring snow to much of lower Midwest today into Friday. Snowfall will be greatest across southeast Kansas through southern Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and northwest Ohio, where 4 to 8 inches with local amounts over 12 inches are expected. Snowfall in east central Kansas and northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin will be 1 to 5 inches with up to 8 inches located in a few locations. Some rain will also precede the snow in the lower portion of the Midwest along the Ohio River and southward. Flooding may be significantly early by early next week in the eastern Corn Belt. Another storm system will bring widespread rain to much of the region Sunday through Tuesday, with some heavy amounts possible. In addition to the rain, melting to snow from the day's storm system will cause increased runoff, something we'll have to keep our eyes on in the next couple weeks, as we will see quite a significant snowfall across the areas that were really wet in January. Let's hope that it melts very slowly over the next several weeks. The Sunday through Tuesday time frame will bring rain to most of the southern and eastern parts of the Midwest before briefly changing to snow As some cold air enters the Midwest, northwest areas will see mostly snow with Minnesota and Wisconsin favored. Moisture totals will be a half inch to 1.5 inches from southern Illinois to central Ohio. Locations from Minnesota to central Illinois to Michigan will see anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 inch with local amounts up to 1.25 inches. That's the storm system Monday and Tuesday here across the Midwest. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the overnight electronic trade in Kansas City, the March wheat contract opened at 9.67 1/4, up 1/4 on the open, up 3 on the last trade. May at 9.78, unchanged on the open, up 7 on the last trade. The spring wheat for March, 13.40 1/4, down 2 3/4 on the open, down 9.5 in the last trade. And the May contract at 12.20 1/4 on the open, unchanged, down 5 in that last trade. Chicago March wheat, 9.23, up 0.5 on the open, up 1 3/4 on the last trade. May at 9.40, up 1 and down 1. July at 8.64 1/4, down 2 on the open, down 3 1/4 on the last trade. September, down 2 on the open at 8.64 1/4. I make that unchanged at 8.73. I was hopping back up to that July contract for a second. September wheat, 8.73, unchanged on the open, unchanged on the last trade. In December at 8.84, unchanged on the open, down 1.5 in the last trade. Corn for March, 4.97 3/4, down 3/4, down 3 3/4 in the last trade. May at 5.10 on the open, down 1/4, down 3 3/4 on the last trade. July at 5.18 1/4, down 0.5. And down 3 3/4 on the last trade. September, 5.13 1/4, down 1 on the open, 3 1/4 lower on that last trade. And December, 08 at 5.10, unchanged on the open, down 3 on the last trade. March soybeans, 12.74 1/4, down 1.5 and down 3 3/4. May at 12.94, unchanged on the open, down 6.5 on the last trade. July at 13.04 on the open, down 3 1/4, down 5 1/4 on the last trade. And August at 12.91 1/2, down 1.5, down 1/4. The soybean meal for March at 342, down 70 and down 120. May at 347.80, up 10 on the open, down 70 on the last trade. And the March oil contract at 53.30, down 8 and down 26. May 53.94, down 7 on the open, down 26 on the last trade. Ellen Dearden joins us from AgriView in Morton. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Jay.
What'd you see in those numbers?
And we're going to go right back to taking profits at the end of the month like we've been doing. The corn market probably will open a penny higher to 3 cents lower. The export bookings came in huge, 74.3 million bushel, just a little bit for new crop. The trade was looking for something big, but I don't think that big. A firmer basis in here suggests the board could still continue to slide a little bit. We have awfully good support in the corn market, anywhere 6-7 cents lower than Wednesday's closes. But we'll probably be lightly mixed with support on the front months at the outset.
Okay. So what are you looking on the opens then today?
On the corn side, up a penny to down 3 cents in the back months. On the soybeans, I think we'll be down 2 to 5 cents. We didn't get much on the export bookings there compared with what the trade was looking at. On the wheat side, up 2, probably see good support in the March, down 3 in the back months. We're continued concern over the driest areas in the U.S. southern plains, eastern Colorado, extreme western Kansas, still remains dry and missed the snow. This came from the south. No, that's headed in our direction today.
Okay. Anything on the outside markets that you're wary of today?
Certainly the sell-off that we saw yesterday in the stock market after the Fed's action was a disappointment. And I think that we've got to continue to look at that. More and more talk about a recession, whether we're in a recession. You know, really, by definition, a recession is 2 consecutive quarters of negative growth, and we haven't seen that, but there's still talk of that, and I think we're going to continue to see some pressure from that side. The gold market's higher this morning. The crude oil market's a little bit lower. Kind of a mixed bag.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much. That's Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton joining us this morning on our pre-opening commodity market report. Winter storm warning for the entire WILL severe weather coverage area from 6 o'clock this evening until noon on Friday. Meteorologist Scott Althoff's forecast is calling for in Illinois today. Clouds and periods of snow showers and flurries giving way to a steady snow during the afternoon and evening. In Indiana, cloudy with periods of snow showers and flurries. In far southern Illinois and far southern Indiana near the Ohio River, we'll have clouds with periods of light snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Highs from 20 in northwest Illinois to 35 degrees in south central Indiana. And we're talking about snow accumulations of between 3 and 5, maybe more inches by tomorrow morning. So we will want you to stay tuned throughout the day as we keep you updated. As much as 8 inches of snow may be on the ground by this time tomorrow morning in and around the Champaign-Urbana area. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. BBC News Now, it's 1 minute past 9 o'clock Central.